Hi, it's Holy Vixen here, and welcome to the first episode of Vixen's Holy Scriptures, which is a fun title considering that I'm both an atheist and almost like anti-God, so I will not delve into that today. Anyway, one of you have decided to call me Vivi, which is really cute, and I think I will stick with that because Holy Vixen is too long and like it's too formal, so to speak, so I'm just gonna go with Vivi. So, I didn't really know what to talk about because I wanted to record this episode straight away, and so I didn't have the time to, like, make a Q&A or something, so I've decided to just talk about the things that inspired me to write the books that I wrote, that I'm writing, actually, and, because it's kind of like a topic that comes up a lot in my Q&As, and people are just really interested in like the stories behind it, and so I've decided to go in order, starting from Sinful and finishing with Malicia. Corrupted is something that I can't talk about, so that will just stay there untouched. So, Sinful. I came up with Sinful in 2018, which was probably the most eventful year of my life. I met the man that I consider to be the love of my life for 2 years, and just a lot of shit happened in that year. Sinful is basically that. Sinful is a first draft of my emotions, and just like that story, but adapted to Wattpad, because the way I met him is a little bit more complex, and I just didn't want to like spend too much trying to build that kind of report, because it just would have been too long. And I'm saying this as I've taken 2 years to write this book and I'm not even finished yet. But, Sinful is a little bit simplified, and it's just made to be, like, more Wattpad material, in the sense that, student-teacher tropes are really, appreciated, I think, and, however, they're also really common, so this is why I thought about going with a principal instead of a teacher, to kind of make things a little bit more spicy, you know? And, but in doing so, I took a lot of things that are really important to my story with this man, which is why Tainted came to life. And Tainted is supposed to be a more close to reality book, because this man is still a neuroscientist, and if you've been following me for a little bit, if you know about me, you know that this is what I want to become too. So this passion that we both have in common is pretty much what allowed for this, I don't know what to call it, for these feelings to blossom between us. And as you can see, there's none of that in Sinful, because there is no passion that the characters are bonding over. It's just, you know, just Allison being really insistent and him finally giving in. But there is pretty much nothing on that their relationship is based on, pretty much. And I kind of want to talk about this, because a lot of times people ask, as they read the book, especially through chapters 20 to 20 something, they go, but why is she so dramatic? She doesn't know anything about him. How can she say that she's in love? And you are correct. This is like a note that I want to make also at the end of the book, because a lot of things need to be explained that are not explained in the book, because it's not like characters are constantly thinking about what's happening to them, especially when they're really when they're just like really emotional things. They don't think about it, they just act and they just feel. But Allison was not in love with Lorenzo at the beginning. She just had this sort of crush on him that was magnified by the fact that he was not like other men, in the sense that he just didn't give in. He actually was almost rude to her sometimes in pushing her away, which just, you know, acted like a challenge for her. It just made things a little bit more interesting. Because there's really no fun when there's no chase, and I can't really stand for that. And that's it. I mean, that's what Allison really wanted. Because Allison is presented as a goddess, pretty much, you know, like a beautiful girl that can have anyone she wants. And so it's clear that it's a lot more interesting when the one you want is not giving you any attention, or like negative attention. It just makes things more fun and also hotter, you know, when you finally get to the point that you want to get to. Also, an important thing about Sinful that I will write in the author note at the beginning of the next chapter is that it will go through mass editing. Now, this means that I will leave the book up for people to read once I finish it, because I know that there are people that are waiting for it to be completed so that they can binge read it. Or, you know, like, if you want to go back and read something else, I will leave it up for a certain amount of time. And then I will unpublish all the chapters, and I will slowly edit them. Now, actually, I will start editing the chapters as the book is completed, but is still up there, so that I don't take too much time, you know, because my idea is to publish one edited chapter a week, or maybe two, it depends on, you know, my mood or whatever. But I strongly recommend you to read it again, because it will be a ton different than it is now. Not because of the plot will stay the same. The plot is, I think it's great the way it is. I don't want to change it at all. But my writing has changed a lot in the past 2 years. It has mainly improved. And so I just can't look at the first, actually, 60 chapters without cringing. And so I will just unpublish them. I will edit them. I will just add longer descriptions. It will be written better. Some things will be changed, like, you know, not big things that are important for the plot, but certain, like, events, small things will be changed, because I just want to. You know, there are certain things that, as I'm looking back now, I don't really like, because Sinful is a first draft, and, I mean, the first kind of 50 chapters are a first draft, and so I'm not really like proud of them, which is why I will be changing a lot of things. And if you've liked this version, you will definitely like the rewritten version a little bit more. And I say rewritten only because, again, I'm kind of like erasing everything while still keeping the old chapter in front of me, and then I will rewrite it better. The plot, however, again, will stay the same, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, it will just improve your reading experience. So again, yeah, I strongly recommend that you read it again if you want to. And As always, I would appreciate your feedback on it. You know, I just love waking up to comments. This is actually what I do every time I update. I just update the chapter, then I turn off my notifications, and I only get back to it in the morning when I wake up, which is why I also update at night. For me, I usually update at like 9 p.m. and then I turn off all notifications. I do my thing, I stay on my phone, then I go to sleep, and when I wake up, that's when I, you know, go back on Wattpad and just read everything, because I, like, this is actually the part that I enjoy most. If there were no comments, I just, you know, it would not be the same for me. I just love, you know, reading your thoughts or your emotions, or even just like what makes you angry about what I write or what the characters do. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say about Sinful. Now about Tainted. Tainted is so fucking hard to write because it's just like what I'm really passionate about, which is not just like the relationship between me and this man, but also elements of neuroscience. If you've read the first chapter, you will see that both like the story, the events that happen, and the elements of neuroscience intertwine in a way that I would say almost perfectly. No, but I'm really proud of that first chapter, and it's because of that that I just can't bring myself to write the second chapter, because I hold it to such a high standard that it's pretty much impossible to write. And this is really frustrating because I came up with like the entire story of Tainted in 2019, so like a year ago, and ever since then I've had it all ready. It's finished in my head, and I just can't bring myself to write it. You have no idea how frustrating that is, especially because I made like some sort of poll on my Instagram story, and I've asked you which story you'd like me to focus on next, and the majority voted for Tainted. And I would really like to do that, and I will try, but it's just really, really hard, because I have really high expectations from myself with that book, and it makes writing it like more like a chore almost, which is really sad because that story means so much to me, along with Sinful, because they are related with the man that I loved, I was in love with. And it's just so hard, you know. I just really hate the fact that I can't find it more natural to write it almost, because I just stop myself from writing it and be like, this just isn't good enough, and I keep trashing all of the drafts that I wrote about it. And so yeah, that makes it really hard. But if you're like interested in kind of like what the story will be, I can tell you that finally you will have a representation of that man that will be more closer to reality, because Lorenzo was, yes, he was close to the man that I was in love with, but just like in personality, you know. And but with my main character, with my male main character in Tainted, it would pretty much be him, you know, like everything that he was in real life will be transcribed there. And so yeah, that's basically it. Finally, you will see like the neuroscience part of it, because as I said, he's a neuroscientist, so, you know, that's like a really important part. And there will be that relationship that was not only like just personal and sentimental, but also like kind of like the professional aspect to it, because he taught me, you know, a lot of things. Not only in the again, like relationship sphere or sexual sphere, but also in the professional sphere. He was kind of like a mentor, maybe. And so that dynamic will be represented in Tainted. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, oh, the main character will be a lot different from Allison and a little bit closer to me, because Allison, in personality and in a lot of things, is me. Because she's my first character, so I put a lot of myself in it. In fact, the only real difference between me and Allison is the confidence. Allison is extremely confident and is something that I really am jealous of, even though she's fictional, and I am not. So you will get to see that in Tainted, which will be a really big change. And I mean, I guess that's it. Now let's get into Voyeur. Voyeur is different from both Sinful and Tainted, because there's no relationship that the main character might have to wreck. And I hope this will make people more comfortable with the story, because I've noticed that a lot of people are uncomfortable with cheating, which is totally understandable. But I'm not gonna be giving my opinion on it, because I guess it's a little bit controversial. Well, actually, I will give my opinion on it. You see, ever since I was old enough to learn about cheating, I've hated it. Really, like, I found it to be the highest form of disrespect towards your partner, and it's disgusting, it's gross. And at the same time, I've been turned on by it ever since I was old enough to get turned on by things, which wasn't really that old. And yeah, there's like this duality that lives inside me, because on one side, I'm disgusted by cheating, and I mean, I still think that cheating is wrong regardless. Like, I'm not saying that just because I'm turned on by it, that means that it's not disgusting. Keeps being disgusting, and I'm aware of it, but I can't control the reactions that I have towards it. But this also really depends on the kind of, for example, situation that I'm learning about, because and it also depends on the point of view that the story is presented. So, I mean, it's kinda, as a concept, I guess that cheating is kind of like a kink of mine. But then again, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to explain it. I don't even know how to explain it. Yeah, I think it's hard, okay? This is why I'm writing about it. And also because it is an important part of, like, the story that I have with this man, because I mean, unlike Allison, I didn't know from the start that he was in a relationship. I found out far too late. I was already too deep into it, and I decided to be selfish, and I just didn't stop. He could have told me like 3 months earlier, though, but I mean, I guess. So yeah, Voyeur will not have any cheating. And I hope this will make things more lightweight. I don't know, like more light to stomach, I guess. So Voyeur came to me one night, as I was naked after a shower. I was alone,
And I thought, So, okay, I walk into the bathroom because I have to pee. And the window was wide open, the light was turned off. And as I sit there, I think, it would be so hot if I had a hot neighbor and I could just, like walk past the window without wearing anything, or like just, be naked from time to time while making it like casual. And that's how I came up with voyeur. And if you've read the last chapter, you will see that this already happened. And Trinity is getting like the hang of it. She's like, oh my God, this is really hot. And so we will see how that will go. The main character in Voyeur is Javier, and he is a little bit inspired by Train Daddy. Now, I don't know if you've been following me for that long, but if you have, you will know that last year I starting like seeing this man at the train station as I was getting home from university, and we kind of like nicknamed him Train Daddy. And yeah, this is basically like Javier is based on him. I will not be giving too many details on this man because this is not the episode for it. I will talk about him in a later episode. And the librarian, Carlos, which Trinity had a nice rendezvous in the library, this man is also based on another real man, which is the librarian at my university. he's so fucking hot. And I will talk about him too in another episode. But yeah, this is basically it. Trinity, I guess is close to Allison as in confidence. But Trinity maybe has a little bit more morals than Allison, I guess. So yeah. And finally, let's talk about Malicia, which is actually pronounced Malitia in Latin. So this book came to life because I really wanted to write about a enemy to lovers trope, but I cannot write about non-age gap couples because as a person that cannot be attracted to guys her age, and I'm 20. I just can't write about it because there's no attraction, and I just don't think that I would be able to make the story as passional as and as central than if I write about age gaps. Now, if people will really want me to write about a same age relationship, I will try. But I can't. Okay? Like, age gaps are fundamental in my writing because that's just what I'm attracted to. I feel no attraction whatsoever to guys my age, and therefore I can't write about it because I like to keep my writing real and personal because that also makes it better. The fact that I have experience on the things that I write about just makes it more realistic in the first place, and also just more full of emotions, I guess. Now, about Malitia, I don't know how much I can say about it because I only have one chapter out, and therefore I just don't really know. Besides, the main character is not even based on a man that I know, which is like a first because it usually is. So I think I will just be taking like certain traits from men that I've known and maybe just stick them there. I don't know. I mean, With Malitia, I have like the plot ready. With all of my books, I do have like the plot ready. What is going to happen, the ending. I have a lot of things ready. I just, you know, like the small details, like the things that happen in a chapter. Some of them I just came up with on the spot or as I write, or maybe like, you know, further down the road. And so I really don't know what to talk about right now about Malitia, except from the fact that I am trying to write about a character that is much different than Allison again, but also not like Ophelia, which is the main character in Tainted. Honestly, I just want Isabel to kind of like be a good girl. This is kind of it. Because it's fundamental to the plot, you know. She has to be kind of like a good girl, I guess, but not dumb or like naive. Just, you know, someone that would not hurt anyone and is just really nice. And then there's this one person that just makes her snap, you know, this person that she hates and just kind of rattles her a little bit, you know. This is pretty much like my intent with her. And Heath on the other side has to be kind of like, I don't know, I don't like, you know, writing about characters that are just a lot of something and that's it, you know. So I can't write a character that is only on the good spectrum. The character has to have both good things about them and also bad things, because that's how people are. And Heath can't be just like a bad character, because it's also like not what the book is about. I'm not trying to write about a criminal or something. So he kind of is supposed to be a good person, but really like a dick about it. He has to be really a dick. He doesn't want people to see that he is deep down a good person, you know. He just has to act like a fucking piece of shit. And this can be an effect of certain things, and Heath does have a past that will be disclosed, which is leading him to act a certain way. But I mean, that's kind of it. It's much easier to talk about Sinful, because Sinful is already pretty much over, so I also have like your feedback and things that I can kind of take from you and answer to in this podcast. But there's pretty much no feedback on these other books, because I have a couple chapters out, and so you don't even know like what's going on. And it's just kind of hard to talk about it a lot. Like, I pretty much said everything that I can say about it, so. Alright, so this is the end of the first episode of Vixen's Holy Scriptures. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was not boring, and I hope that my voice was not too annoying. I do think that this episode was a little bit boring, because again, I just didn't want to talk about any controversial topic or, you know, like serious stuff in my first episode, because you are coming from Wattpad, so I thought that I should keep it like Wattpad related. And I just decided to talk about a topic that, however, comes up a lot in my Q&As. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you stick around with me, I will be talking about a lot of things, you know, starting from, you know, like controversial topics mainly, I guess, but also like things that I'm passionate about, something that I'm doing in uni, for example, or just something that annoys me, or again, my passion for sushi. I really wish I had some sushi right now. And I'm sorry if I was a little bit awkward today. It's just my first time, and so. But I hope you enjoyed it, and have a good night or a good day. I love you all.